I did business, as I told you, with various agencies of the Cuban government. And one day an engineer came to see me, an electronics engineer, and said, look, we're building some computers and we need some parts. And could you supply them? And I said, yes, what do you need? And they told me in general terms. And then he wanted me to quote prices. And I asked him how many units he was thinking of buying. You know, is it 100, 1,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000? And this question that I asked was the basis of the charge against me for espionage, because they deemed that the question and answer to this particular question was something that would threaten the state's security. And I found this out, you know when?
No.
Approximately 6 months ago. And I was arrested in 1968.
How about that? You finally just found out about it. First of all, did they beat you up? I mean, did they throw you into a basement cell somewhere? What was it like?
Well, first of all, they didn't beat me up. Secondly, they put me in a very clean cell, but I was in semi-darkness most of the time. And, you know, the food wasn't exactly good. I went in at 185 pounds. I came out at 134. So it's a good diet to follow. Didn't have to pay for it.
And I'm sure you've kept it. I'm sure you've kept it off since then, too. So.
Well, no, I didn't.
No?
It back on again.
No, you put it back on again? Okay.
But, so, you know, the food was lousy. But then, of course, Cuban food is always lousy because they don't have any food.
Right.
The conditions are terrible. The thing that was bad, you know, was the uncertainty and the isolation and being totally cut off from the world.
So how did it get resolved then? I mean, what was the catalyst to resolve it then? Was your government, was Canada begging for your release? I mean, what was happening?
Canada wrote 102 diplomatic notes to the Cuban government asking for the government to let me go. And one day, the officer who was doing the questioning came into my cell and said, pack up your bags and let's go. And I said, what bags? I had a toothbrush, some toothpaste, and a pair of pajamas. I bought them, no, it's overalls that I had on. They gave me back my clothes and they let me go, and I was out of there.
And so you were free, that's all you know. And did you ever end up having better relations with Castro or the government?
Well, we had a deal. The deal was as follows. Don't come back. But, you know, it's an amazing thing. This experience taught me a lot of things. One of the things was, obviously, what it is like to be in fear of your life. Number one. Number two, how resilient you must be in order to survive this. And number three, what the emotions are of a man who feels that he may be condemned to death.